Leading the news this morning, the United Nations is pulling its staff out of Tripoli. Angry mobs have been attacking foreign embassies after reports a NATO airstrike killed Colonel Gaddafi's youngest son and three of the leader's grandchildren. The mob burnt Britain's embassy to the ground. Britain retaliated by expelling Libya's ambassador. Police in Melbourne have shot dead a man they say was threatening them with a knife. Two police officers approached two men in St Kilda after an earlier stabbing at a hotel. Police say they shot one of the men after he lunged at them with a knife. The man died at the scene. Up to 1 million people have packed St Peter's Square for the beatification of the late Pope John Paul II. The ceremony is the final step before the Pope is declared a saint. Among the crowd was the French nun who says she was cured of Parkinson's disease after praying to John Paul. Sony's preparing to resume some services on its PlayStation network. The company has apologised for the security breach that led to users' personal details being stolen. Sony says it's now improved its security system to prevent another breach. And Channel 9 presenter Karl Stefanovic has won the Gold Logie, nudging out favourite Rebecca Gibney. The ABC picked up 5 of the 10 peer judged awards, including Most Outstanding Actor for Richard Roxburgh in the drama series Rake. Sarah Ferguson won Most Outstanding Public Affairs Report for her Four Corners investigation, Smuggler's Paradise. Veteran political journalist Laurie Oakes was inducted into the Hall of Fame.